Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Securite, securite, securite. USS Hephaestus Station, this is the USS Urania. Be advised that we are on an intercept vector. Request you avoid any course corrections or exterior activity. Please advise your intentions. Still no reply, sir. You really think someone's alive in there? I mean, look at that thing. It's only duct tape and sheer stubbornness keeping it together.
No, they're there. Rebroadcast and transmit the command authentication codes.
Aye, aye. Securite, securite, securite. USS Hephaestus, this is the USS Urania. I say, again, we are on an approach vector to your current position. Authentication code, Victor Uniform Lima, Charlie Alpha November. Please advise your intentions.
USS Urania, this is Hephaestus Actual. Continue on current course and use vector 01.9 for your final approach.
Copy that, Hephaestus Actual. It's been a long trip. Please tuck our bunny slippers next to the fire so that they'll be nice and warm for us.
What?
Never mind. 01.9 is selected. Over and out. Well, guess I owe you a beer.
Get us ready for docking, Jacoby.
Aye, aye, sir.
You can put down your weapons. We're unarmed. We don't bite.
Sorry, not happening. It's been a long 2 years. We're not taking any chances.
Well, suit yourselves. Lieutenant Rene Minkowski, I presume.
Who's asking?
That'd be a yes, then. My name is Warren Kepler. I work for Goddard Futuristics, SI-5. Whenever you feel comfortable putting down your firearm, it would be a privilege to shake your hand.
Why are you here?
Oh, suntanning opportunities. We heard that Wolf 359 is really beautiful this time of year, and we just had to check it out.
This sarcastic ray of sunshine is Special Operative Daniel Jacoby, SI-5. He's my administrative officer and good right hand.
You're too kind, sir.
We're here to help, Lieutenant. Here to help. Dr. Hilbert, good to see you again.
Major Kepler.
Colonel, actually. Recent development. How's the work?
Complicated.
I'm sure. I look forward to hearing the details. And what have we here? A new recruit?
Not exactly.
Captain Isabel Lovelace, I was the commander and only survivor of the previous Hephaestus mission.
Charmed. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. Personnel files for this mission say that the automated functions of the station are handled by an MX-500 class adjutant program. Census series?
She tends to prefer Hera. Less of a mouthful.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you. Lieutenant? Doctor? Captain? Hera? On behalf of Goddard Futuristics, I want to commend you for all of your hard work. I know that your time here has been challenging.
Spare us. The last thing we need is head patting from Goddard's PR department.
Lieutenant? Captain? Any chance we could speak with the two of you? Alone?
I don't think so.
Anything you want to say to us, you can say in front of our crew, Colonel.
Commander?
Hang on, Hera.
There's some sensitive information that might be best discussed behind closed...
What part of no do you not understand?
Commander?
Not now, Hera. Colonel, I understand the need for discretion, but after everything we've been through...
Well, that's exactly what I'd like to discuss.
No, Commander!
What, Hera? What?
Look...
Hey, gang. So, yeah, not dead. Woo.
Officer Eiffel? Is that really?
Yeah, it's really me. I missed you too, Hera.
Are you okay? You look... What did
it's
they...
cool, Captain. And they didn't do anything. Trust me, I'd look a lot worse if they hadn't found me.
You found him?
The tag on his collar had this address on it. We thought you might like to have him back.
And maybe the fact that we've delivered your missing crew member back home relatively safe and sound could be seen as proof that we don't mean you any harm? That's the spirit. Now, I'm sure there's some heartwarming reunions that need to happen, but before I let you get to that, the five of us need to talk.
Five?
Sure. Officer Eiffel should come along. We'll need him to connect the dots.
Okay. Let's talk.
Excellent. Please, step into my office. Welcome on board the USS Urania. Malleable carbon nanotube casing, adjustable multi-purpose infrastructure, and our first working VX-5 prototype engine. Pretty ship in the fleet.
Next you're going to tell me it can make the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Jesus, it really is Eiffel.
I like this man, Lieutenant. I'd keep a closer eye on him if I were you. I know that having to drink it through a straw will take away from the effect, but... I trust you will join me in a drink?
I'm not
Please,
sure.
Please,
but...
Lieutenant. It's Balvenie single malt, 30 years. I would be criminally insulted if you refused.
Colonel, as much as we appreciate your hospitality, we really need to know what's going on. I hope you don't mind if I jump right in.
By all means.
Are you here to... Why are you here? What is your mission?
We are here because about 90 days ago, our base of operations at Cape Canaveral got an SOS message via our pulse beacon relay. A message that you sent, Lieutenant.
Why didn't you respond? Why didn't you let us know that you were coming?
We did. Mr. Cutter spent a whole week trying to open communications with the station, but he never managed to get a stable uplink.
Best guess? There's a problem with your pulse beacon relay's receptor. Either that, or, well, the radioactive soup that Wolf 359's been spitting out has been running too much interference.
When a week went by and he didn't hear from you, Mr. Cutter decided to send in the cavalry, asked me to put together a crew, post-haste, and gave us the Urania to get up here. Spared no expense.
How... humanitarian of you.
Hey, happy to be of assistance. Lieutenant? Captain? Officer?
No, thanks.
More's a pity. Well, ladies, here's to new friends. You two look like you needed that.
I'd forgotten what that tasted like.
What about Eiffel? How did you find him?
Luck, mostly. We were just about to clear the Hermes airspace when we noticed something on our deep-range scans. At first it looked like a glitch, but eventually we realized it was an unidentified craft that was almost on an intercept course with the Hermes station.
On intercept course with... How did you do that?
The hard way.
What does that mean? And what happened to you? You look
like... It's a thrilling story of adventure and survival. Really, it's super inspirational and very moving, isn't it, Jacoby?
There may have been tears.
But I'm afraid it's going to have to wait. I have some questions of my own, and we really need a sit rep of what's been going on.
Specifically, we need to know what happened when your star went from an Audi to an Innie.
That may take a while to explain. The rest of our crew might wonder...
Oh, don't worry about them. The other member of our team will see to them.
There's another one?
Oh, yeah. There's another one.
Hira. Progress?
Mm-mm. I don't know what that ship's case is made out of, but none of my scans are getting through. I have no idea what's happening inside that ship. Is that a problem? I mean... We needed someone to help us. The fact that it has to be operative from command isn't great, but it's better than nothing.
No. Something isn't right here. These are SI-5 agents.
What does that mean?
Strategic Intelligence Division, Section 5. They do Goddard's black operations work. Very confidential, very secretive. Cutter's top men. And Kepler.
He recognized you. You worked together?
Once. Briefly.
Is it a problem?
Aside from Cutter, Warren Kepler is the most dangerous man you will ever meet.
Oh, I don't know about that. He's not that scary.
Who are...
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt. Or spook. Just, hi. Very nice to meet you.
Pleasure. I am Dr. Alexander Hilbert, the station's chief science officer.
That's very nice. Sure. But, as I was saying, it's very nice to meet you.
Oh, you mean... Oh, right, sorry. Very nice to meet you, too.
It's Hira, right?
That's right. And you are...
Maxwell. Dr. Alana Maxwell. Pleasure.
It's nice to meet you.
Yes, charming. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just taking a quick look-see at the specs for your central data processor.
Why?
Just want to see if I can integrate the data stream into the Urania central feed.
Why?
I'm trying to model out the way your navigational support data parses your orbital trajectory.
Why?
Don't worry about it. It's very complicated. You wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't get it?
Something wrong with your lights?
Oh, sorry. Our modulator's been getting power fluctuations all week.
Oh, hang on. Let's try skipping every third reset of the regulator's command line and rerouting 5% back to the distributor.
Wait, Hira, don't listen to...
How's that?
Oh, that's much better. Thank you. How did you...
Oh, it's nothing. The Census 200's electrical code is a nightmare. I've been trying to find a way to optimize that, but there's only so much you can do before you're just overclocking the hardware, and the entire circuitry grid's on, okay, now you're staring. What?
What is your PhD in, Doctor?
Machine computations. Why?
You're an AI developer?
And I build pretty awesome battle drones on the weekends. Is there a problem?
No, of course not. And thank you for the help, it's just...
Why would Command send an artificial intelligence specialist on a rescue mission?
Rescue mission? Who said anything about a rescue mission?
that's more or less everything. Since the event, the star's been pretty much nominal.
So what, E.T. hasn't phoned home again?
No, Eiffel. We only got the one transmission.
We've been running every scanner we had on it, but it's been radio silence. The star stayed big and blue and angry, but whoever they are, they're holding their peace.
Damn.
It sounds like you folks have had a heck of a ride.
That's an understatement, Colonel. We're all going to be very happy to leave this place.
Leaving? Lieutenant, who exactly is doing this leaving?
We are.
You are? Jacoby?
That's news to me, sir.
Yeah. Leaving. No, I can't say that I remember Mr. Cutter saying anything about anyone leaving. No, I think we're all staying here for a nice long while.
You said...
I said that we're here to help. Specifically, we're here to help you with phase two of the Hephaestus mission.
Phase what? Screw that!
Settle down, this is not up for discussion.
You're damn right it's not. This surreal nightmare is over.
Oh? Why is that?
A million reasons. For starters, we don't have the supplies to survive
another... The Urania's got a hold full of supplies. Should last for an additional 500 days, even with Captain Lovelace's unexpected mouth to feed.
The station's full of stress fractures. It's not going to last another week, and we...
Like I said, malleable casing, adjustable infrastructure. We're remodeling. You're going to love the new Hephaestus. Anything else?
Yes, there's something else. Your boss is an insane psychopath. Look, I'm sorry if this is news to the two of you, but Cutter is a murderous Fruit Loop. I don't know what I want to believe plan he's got now that we're orbiting around ALF 359, and I don't care. What I care about is the fact that he had me pump full of not-so-Red Bull. I care about the fact that he left Captain Lovelace lost in space for 3 years. I care about the fact that he's told Hilbert to kill, like, everyone ever. Command doesn't give a crap about any of us.
And?
And?
You already knew. Both of you already knew.
Yeah, we all did.
What? You don't care? What's wrong with you?
What do you think is happening here, Officer Eiffel? I mean, look at where you are. End of the known universe. We're at the frontier, and we're pushing. We are expanding every kind of science known to man. You gotta break a couple of eggs to make that omelet? Cost of doing business. And I'm sorry if you kids got your feelings hurt just because we play rough. But that doesn't mean you get to go home early. Nobody cares. We're staying focused on the big picture. And you? Well, not only did you not die, congratulations, well done, good on you, but you sons of bitches might have actually found the ginormous picture, which means we need you to help us figure out what's going on with that star. And when we know where these transmissions are coming from, when we have better intelligence than a vague mention buried in a save our sorry assholes message, when, in short, you've done your jobs like grown-ups, then you can go home. Amateur hour's over, folks. You're under new management. Get with the program.
And if we don't?
I like this scotch. A lot. I like the taste. I like the smell. I like the feel of it in my hand.
Is there a point to this?
Yes. And you're missing it. Here's the thing. End of a long day at work, I want to have this bottle of whiskey. It will make my life better. But if it started to get in the way of my work, I could get rid of it and things would be... Well, they'd be more or less fine. I'd be sad, but life would go on. You all, your whiskey. You're nice to have, but nothing more than that.
Is that a threat?
Winner, winner. Can we get a prize for the smart lady?
I hope you don't think we'd go down without a fight.
Oh no, we don't think that at all. It's just that we know we would win.
I don't think I ever introduced you to Mr. Jacoby's principal function. He designs ballistic missiles, very large ones, but in his spare time, he has a real affinity for close quarters explosives.
Heck, how long has it been since we docked? Like 40 minutes?
More than enough time for Dr. Maxwell to have linked up to the autopilot mainframe. One word from us, and she'll have your AI friend pull the O2 from whatever room you're in. No fuss.
Hero would not
have a choice. But you do. Work with us. Don't make us do something we don't want to. Tell you what. Have the night off, get settled back in. We'll get to work tomorrow. Deal?
Come on, let's get out of here, Commander.
You can stop calling her that anytime, you know.
What?
Colonel Kepler is her superior officer. He will be assuming command over the Hephaestus.
And Mr. Jacoby will be acting as my executive officer and second in command.
Lieutenant Minkowski will be handling the post of, what, navigations officer?
And she'll be a damn fine one, I'd say.
Like hell!
Eiffel, forget it.
You don't get to just come in here and
drop it! It's not worth it.
Jacoby, please show our guests back to the Hephaestus proper. On your way out, swing by the hold. Get them a supply package. Something nice. Meat. Coffee grounds. Maybe some toothpaste.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant. Captain. Pleasure to meet you both. I look forward to working with you.
Hey, alone at last, huh, Commander? So, how've you been? How was your summer? Mine was fun. How's the wife? The kids? Looks like business is booming. New customers coming in, setting up shop, taking over your store. Fortunately, you've still got that market on 100% Blue Sunsets totally cornered, because if you didn't, then we might really... Oop!
Shut up. Just stop talking.
I missed you too, Commander. I missed you too.
Okay. Airflow is still a thing that's important.
Oh, right. Sorry. I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, it's all right. Don't apologize for hugging. I'm glad to see you too, Commander.
You heard the new boss. You don't need to call me that anymore.
Yeah, they can go screw themselves. The entire universe will freeze over before you're not the commander of the Hephaestus.
Well, that's very gallant. In a kind of crude, horrible way. But, Eiffel, what are we going to do?
Ah, they're in here.
Captain.
Doctor? Good to see you, Officer Eiffel. How
come he's not locked up in the observation deck?
Never mind that. Could we please focus?
Right. Anyone have any ideas about what to do about our latest and greatest problems?
Oh, yeah. We cooperate with these stooges. Go along with whatever plans Colonel Klink is setting up, learn what we can. Then, the moment they get comfortable, we hit them over the head with something large and heavy, transfer Hera's personality to their shuttle's computer system, and blast the hell out of Dodge.
Easy, Captain. Lieutenant Minkowski is still the one who gives the marching orders. But yes, that does sound like a fantastic plan.
Won't work.
Doctor?
Something about our new playmates you'd like to share with the rest of the class?
These are not the people that you catch off guard. They are Goddard Futuristics elite. And if Kepler is here, it is because Mr. Cutter is taking a personal interest in the runnings of this station.
Colonel Kepler, who is he?
I worked with him on the previous Hephaestus mission.
No, you didn't.
I did. Towards the end of our time together, I contacted command, informed them that mission termination would soon be advisable. For the last 50 days of our time here, there was a recovery squadron on standby supervising matters. Kepler was the head of that team. You knocked me out and departed. By the time I woke up, he was already on board and had taken control of the station. He was in charge of my debriefing. He was also the one who told me that your shuttle had been consumed by the star. So he lied to you.
And he knows what really happened to me.
That's why he wasn't surprised to see you today.
Kepler is never surprised. He is a master tactician, better than anyone, other than Cutter. This is his territory, and you're not going to outsmart him.
Try us. You would have said the same thing when we were trying to stop you. If Lieutenant Makovsky wants to go against them, I'll be right behind her.
No, you will not.
How can you be so sure?
Because that's the second time you've called her Lieutenant. Did you even notice? The AI specialist handiwork, no doubt. This is how SI-5 works. Quickly, efficiently, quietly. You won't see them coming. Not until it is far too late. So if you want to stay alive, I recommend keeping your emotions in check and not doing anything rash. Otherwise, we are all, as Officer Eiffel would put it, totally screwed.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hero was played by Michaela Sui. And the role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. Tonight's episode introduced Zach Labresco as Kepler, Noah Mazur as Jacoby, and Michelle Agresti as Maxwell. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to help us expand every kind of science known to man and push the boundaries at the end of the known universe? You can do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm for full episodes, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and extras.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I? Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interest?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this. Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.